Play-by-play announcer Lane Grindle.
Viva Las Vegas.
And boom.
Fly ball. Left field. Racing back is Johnston. Still back at the track at the wall. Five-line baseball. That ball kept carrying out to left. And how about five homers tonight for the Blues?
How about party in Vegas in Lane Grindle's hotel suite?
Yeah.
Lane is with us from Sin City. Hello, Lane.
Hey, guys. It's been a good day. There was a tiger in my bathroom this morning, but otherwise, everything's good.
That's fantastic. You know, you guys and the players are on the road, obviously, all year, off and on. You go into all these cool cities in America. Is it different in Vegas? Do the guys look at it differently? Is there a different vibe?
Yeah, I haven't spent a ton of time talking to the guys about, like, how different this is, but I can just tell you it's definitely different. I mean, I think we all know Vegas is unlike on the planet, probably. It's very unique. It is a lot. It can be overstimulating at times, frankly, but I think the guys are enjoying it. You know, I've seen a couple of the guys out walking around today on the strip, and I think guys are embracing it and having fun with it, but also understanding, like, they're professionals. They got a job to do. They've got games to try to win out here over the next 3 days. But it's kind of a nice change of pace, maybe, than that, you know, routine you fall into, which is also, I think, appreciated by the players. Everybody likes the baseball routine. You kind of get in it and you stay in it. But, yeah, this is a little bit of a change of pace, and I think guys are embracing it and having fun.
How far away is the stadium from the Strip?
I think it's like 13 miles west of here. So we got a little bit of a bus ride that we'll take here right after I finish up talking with you guys. And we'll go out there and get set up and get ready to go through our routine to get ready to do the games. But, yeah, it's a little ways off. Now, the stadium they're building, I can see it from our hotel on the side of the old Tropicana. That is going to be a really cool location when the A's move here permanently in 2028. It's going to be right on the Strip. And they've made a ton of progress. You know, I kept hearing everybody say last fall and into the winter, like, I don't even know if this is really going to happen. It's happening. And they have made tons of progress. They've got that thing completely built up now where you can see the outer structure of what the ballpark's going to look like. And it'll be ready by 28, and I think it'll be kind of a fun thing. I mean, this would be a destination trip for a lot of the teams when they come in here, and for a lot of the fans of teams. You know, I think that's the other thing. Like, when the schedule comes out, fan bases circle different road trips or different road games that they want to go make a visit to, and I think this will be one that'll be unique that a lot of Brewers fans will probably want to make the trip when the Brewers come out here every other year.
We could do that, John.
Oh, we should do the show from there.
Mm-hmm.
I like the way
that's
you think.
That's a perfect spot where the Tropicana was.
Hey, Lane, I love that idea. The legend of the Miz continues to grow, and he continues to mature as a ball player and a person. Over the weekend, the Murph was thinking about taking him out of the game, and he said, no, I'm good. I want to stay in. Tell us how that played out, and tell us about the Miz growing into a more mature ball player.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's been the fun thing to watch from, not necessarily from afar, but not from being completely on the inside of all of that. Just watching him from the press box, watching him around the clubhouse over basically a calendar year now. I mean, we're basically at a calendar year that he's been up in the big leagues. The other night was neat because he has shown us that when he needs to dial it in and reach back and find a little extra, if he's got it, he knows he's got it. And I think he's been really honest with the staff throughout starts of when he doesn't have a lot left or when he feels like he's got more in the tank. And so he's kind of earned that trust because I think he's gotten to a point where he understands that being honest late in games is really important because it helps them make those decisions. And in that situation, that inning was starting to get a little sideways on him. And as much as an inning can get sideways on Jacob Mizrowski. And Chris Hook, I think, and Pat Murphy wanted William Contreras to go out and talk to Miz just to buy some more time for the bullpen to be ready so they could make the move. And when Miz saw William walking towards him, that's who he was saying no to. He was saying, no, don't come out here. Don't come out here. I'm good. And I think for Murph, he had two things that he was processing in that moment to to make his decision. Because as cool as it is that Miz is saying no, I don't know how much that actually impacts Murph's decision. Murph's looking at it in two ways. He's asking himself, do I think he has enough left? And Murph told me he felt like Jacob cruised at times throughout that start, but he thought his saying no maybe indicated to him that, like, hey, he gets it. Like, he's going to have to really dial it in here for about eight more pitches, but who's better than Miz to get that done? And the other part was when William turned to go back behind the plate, Murph's looking at William Contreras, because that's who's going to tell him if this guy's got enough left, because he understands it as well as anybody. And I think William gave him a look like, yeah. And so it worked out, obviously, great. And it was a cool moment. It was a moment where we saw Jacob Mizorowski once again be a pitcher and not a thrower. And that's the evolution of a young pitcher in Major League Baseball. So it's kind of fun to see it unfold.
It's great stuff, and you have a front row seat all the time. Check out Lane tonight. Coverage of tonight's game, 8:30 here on WTMJ. Brewers broadcaster Lane Grindle. Thank you so much, Lane.
You bet. Appreciate it.